All right, next patient is going to be Ida, I-D-A, Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Ms. Davis was born 5/16/34. She's a 91-year-old woman currently on hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. Patient's date of birth is 5/16/34. She was seen yesterday, 1/25/2025. Patient is at a nursing home currently because recent hospitalization for falls has severe sundowner. She definitely has a total ADL dependency, wears a diaper, has not developed any decubitus ulcers at this time, but eats very little, is able to sit in a chair for short periods of time, is not oriented to person, place, or time. She's very confused. As nursing home notes indicates that since she was at the nursing home end of November, early December, has lost 4 pounds. Her sister is her power of attorney and her caregiver when she is, who she's going to be taking care of her when she's released. She has a KPS score of 40%. And overall, other comorbidities include generalized weakness, difficulty in walking, patient no longer able to ambulate, decreased cognitive communication, as was noted, renal insufficiency stage 3, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, chronic pain related to rotator cuff tear, right side, shoulder pain, right side, polymyalgia rheumatica, spinal stenosis, cervical region, history of glaucoma, subarachnoid hemorrhage without loss of consciousness, and history of metabolic encephalopathy. Patient's medications include clonidine, colase, Ducalox, Pepcid, Lactulose, Protonix, Metoprolol, Miralax, Remeron, Norvasc, eye drops. An oral Tylenol, period. Patient is bowel and bladder incontinent and ADL dependent. Patient is in the process of being sent home with hospice under care of her daughter, her sister, to her resident located at 8514 Braes, B-R-A-E-S, Meadow in Houston, Texas. Patient's weight loss is unavoidable. Severe physical debility is also secondary to patient's end stage senile degeneration of the brain and unavoidable. Thank you.